Many Americans are not saving enough for retirement. Most employers offer 401k savings plans, but many employees don't take advantage of them. Now, employers are trying to increase participation in these plans. They are enrolling their workers in the plans automatically. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
For most American workers, their 401ks are their primary and often their only retirement fund. Money's deducted from their paychecks before taxes and put into their account. The term 401k comes from the section of the IRS code that created these savings plans. Today, roughly 43 million Americans contribute to their 401k. Employers often match at least a portion of what workers put in. Historically, employees had to specifically sign up for the payroll deduction savings plan, but that was not the offer made to Brendan Stokeness. He's in his mid-20s and is a new employee at U.S. Bank, a company which automatically enrolls employees in a 401k.
I think it's just nice that it's set up automatically because a lot of people won't take action and set it up themselves.
In fact, about 30% of those who could sign up don't. And that, says economist Sarah Holden, is why employers are switching to automatic enrollment.
Automatic enrollment changes the participation decision from opting in to opting out. So it's a really great thing because it makes the decision, if someone does nothing, they end up saving for retirement rather than not saving.
Holden, a researcher for the Investment Company Institute, a trade association for the mutual fund industry, says a household survey conducted a few years ago pointed to a number of reasons individuals don't set aside money in their 401k. Many said they couldn't afford to save right now. Others said they were saving in other ways. Still others said the enrollment process and the selection of investment options was simply too complex and confusing. Again, Sarah Holden.
Automatic enrollment really actually helps with both the feeling that you can't save and the feeling that you don't know how to pick the options, because it puts you in and they tend to stay in.
Inertia is a powerful thing. People in the plans tend to remain in the plans. Today, nearly one in five large companies automatically enrolls its employees in a 401k. That's a dramatic increase from just 2 years ago. And when companies offer automatic enrollment, participation rates soar to 90%. Even lower wage and younger workers who often don't sign up for 401ks participate at very high levels. Some companies are going one step further. They are automatically increasing the amount that's deducted from employee pay and put into their savings plan. As Lori Lucas of Hewitt Associates, a human resources consulting firm, explains, a worker might contribute 3% the first year, 4% the next year, and so on, up to 6, 8, even 10%.
For the typical worker who really doesn't want to be that involved in managing their 401k plan on an ongoing basis, this program allows them to put it on autopilot. Their contributions are increased over time, and their portfolio is managed on their behalf.
And how those portfolios are managed is also changing. Historically, fund managers have invested 401k money very conservatively in money market accounts or balanced fund accounts. Now, says Lori Lucas, a majority of large firms are offering so-called life cycle funds, which are pegged to a retirement date and morph over time.
And all you need to do as an employee or a participant in the 401k plan is pick which fund matches your time horizon.
The funds typically have the retirement date in their name. So, for example, if you're planning to retire in 2030, you pick the 2030 fund. Typically, these funds invest in equities when workers are young and automatically shift toward more conservative investments as workers get closer to retirement. While all these automatic features have benefits, there is a potential downside, suggests David Ray, president of the 401k Council of America. He says once employers start to make decisions for workers, the workers tend to let the employer make all the decisions forever, and that might not be in their best interest.
The employees will just stick with this employer-decided system right up until they retire, and I think it's very important that at a minimum, 5 years out from when they retire, they begin to customize their investment solution and their savings based on their particular needs.
For example, the default contribution amount set by many companies, typically about 3%, is quite a bit less than what higher-income workers generally contribute if they enroll on their own. Participation in a 401k is voluntary. Even with automatic enrollment, employees can opt out of the plan entirely, or they can skip the default options and pick their own contribution amounts and their own investment vehicles. One man who's taking charge from the get-go is Brennan Stockness. The new U.S. bank hire we heard from earlier is already customizing his account, investing far more than the 2% the bank uses for its automatic enrollment.
A lot of people think about what they want now. They want a new car. They want nice clothes. And I'm thinking about what I want when I'm 60. So I'm kind of trying to set myself up for that retirement lifestyle where if I want to work, I can. If I don't want to work, I don't have to.
Those sentiments are likely music to the ears of financial planners and policymakers who hope that automatic enrollment and the changes that have come with it will lead to a boost in the amount of money working Americans save. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News. Thank you.